Let's turn now to Black History Month, which arrives this year as the divides over how to teach American history are growing wider. Lawmakers in several states want to ban teaching from the New York Times 1619 Project, which frames American history through the legacy of slavery. And one school in Utah allowed parents to opt out of the curriculum for Black History Month altogether. Our next guest is an expert on Black history education. Professor LeGarrette King directs the Carter Center for K-12 Black History Education at the University of Missouri's School of Education. Professor, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you, Professor. And you write in an essay for Education Week asking, why can't we get Black history right? You also point out that teaching Black history has become more mainstream since the 60s. So maybe help us take stock of what's gone right and where there's still room for improvement.
Well, yeah. So, recently there has been an uptick on trying to present quality, critical, humanistic Black history in the classrooms. I saw this uptick maybe around 2013, 2014 with the risings of the Black Lives Matter movement, and a lot of school districts wanted to get a real good quality professional development to help their teachers teach Black history in their classrooms, really to kind of connect why these movements were so important in today's society. So throughout the years, you've had several different states create mandates and legislation in teaching, you know, Black history. Arkansas is one of them that has a Black history mandate. So you see a lot of different, you know, school districts now having professional development, creating legislation. School districts are trying to mandate Black history for their graduation, like Philadelphia City Schools. So you have tons of teachers out there that do wonderful jobs in teaching Black history.
It strikes me, though, that, I mean, a mandate is one thing, but ideally you'd want teachers to be enthusiastic about teaching Black history, and some are not. So I wonder what obstacles you see when you visit classrooms.
Well, the biggest obstacle that I see is that teachers lack Black history knowledge. You know, many of us have been educated in school systems that neglected, you know, teaching Black history in meaningful ways, right? So a lot of these teachers are kind of behind the eight ball, per se, right, in trying to teach kind of this quality, critical Black history that moves away from kind of this traditional narrative. And that's really the major, you know, aspects of what's going on. And then, too, we have this kind of gap between knowledge as well as the proper instructional methods needed to teach Black history. So you have some people that would teach Black history, but their instructional approach is problematic, right? Slavery math problems, right? Mock slave auctions, right? Those particular things are not the appropriate pedagogies to use in teaching Black history. So we have this disconnect, right? We have teachers that want to teach really good Black history, but then they lack the content knowledge and the content pedagogical knowledge to really, you know, provide a very clear Black history in our classrooms.
Well, and some of them may be wondering, Professor, how do I strike the right balance? Because if maybe you're trying to incorporate the 1619 Project into your curriculum and saying it's time to more adequately and forthrightly reckon with the legacy of slavery in this country. On the other hand, they also want to heed, as you write in Education Week, the advice that Black history is about more than just oppression. So how do they do those two things?
Well, I think it's a balance, right? The first thing that teachers need to do is realize that they need to teach through Black history instead of about Black history, right? A lot of times when you teach about something, right, you teach it from your perspective, right? But Black history is all about teaching from Black perspectives. So there has not been just one Black historical perspective, right? So there needs to be a balance between power, oppression, and racism, agency, resistance, and perseverance, Africa and the African diaspora, joy and love, different identities that make up Black people, as well as the contentious items of Black history that does not make it so perfect and pristine.
You know, teaching through Black history, as you put it, can lead to some uncomfortable conversations. You write about one example of confronting the reality that in the 1950s, for example, when Brown v. Board of Education came before the Supreme Court, not all Black people actually favored school integration at that time. That's a difficult thing for people to reckon with today. So how do teachers have those difficult conversations with their students?
Well, I think first teachers need to realize that there are difficult, you know, aspects of, you know, history and kind of remove this progressive and cheery nature. History is not supposed to be patriotic, right? History is not supposed to be something that makes you feel good. If history always makes you feel good, then you're not necessarily teaching history. You may be teaching nostalgia, but you're not teaching history, right? And I think that's a very important concept to understand, is that teachers, in teaching history, we have to understand that history is about identity. And history is about humanity, right? It teaches about who is human and how to treat people humanely, right? And if we take that approach, instead of trying to take this joyous and progressive and patriotic approach, you know, to history, and just kind of remember these particular identities in history and that these historical perspectives are connected to people's lived realities, I think is extremely, you know, important. And teachers have to be comfortable in saying, I don't know this history, right, based on my perspectives, but I'm here to learn with you and for you.
Well, Professor LeGarrette King, who teaches at the University of Missouri's School of Education, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.